From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition of CSJP in 5.
Anis Brown on the flank and he plays a through ball to Chambers, who controls the ball perfectly. He shoots, he scores!
That was the scene in the Top Range community of Mountain View on Sunday, December 22, as its youth club hosted a five-a-side football fiesta dubbed King of the Streets.
The aim of the event is to get everybody to come together in a structured way so that they can interact. So it's basically, we're building social interaction with persons, not just in the community, but from all different walks of life. Why now? I mean, it's the Christmas season, and it's a season where you come and you share with your family and friends. So we thought that it's a good idea to do it.
President of the Top Range Youths, Janoy Wallace. Over a dozen teams participated in the event, which sought to engage youngsters from the community and surrounding areas.
We'll have youth clubs from in and around the area. As far as center was.
And while the spotlight was on the competing teams, the day was not just about fun and games. A team from the Heart Trust was on hand to provide information about their offerings and entry requirements. A number of persons signed up for the school's training programs on the day.
So we'll have fun and information at the same time.
The youth club received technical and promotional support from the CSJP team to plan the event through Community Action Officer Samantha Harvey.
She's been a big help to us. It's like she's in our youth club, basically. She's not anything, but the way she's working with us, she has really been there.
Secretary of the club, Sasha Gay Wright. Ms. Harvey was with the group every step of the way, ensuring they had all the requisite skills to stage an amazing event. And that they did. It's no wonder the CSJP team was so eager to support the group, as the football competition is in line with the program's core values of promoting peace through breaking down the invisible barriers that exist in and among communities. The competition brought persons from different communities and backgrounds together for friendly competition, engaging at-risk youth in meaningful activities. And let's not forget the youngsters who were able to sign up with the Heart Trust for skills training as a result of the five-a-side competition. Now for some CSJP news. The Citizen Security and Justice Program will continue to change lives at least for another 3 years. Cabinet recently approved a further extension of the program dubbed CSJP3, which will run from 2014 to 2017. Through the extension, the CSJP team will intensify their efforts in the 50 target communities across the island. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
The management and staff of the JUTC wish our valued customers all the very best for the season. We pray that the blessings of peace, the beauty of love, the comfort of hope, the spirit of joy, and the favor of goodwill be yours this Christmas. Please remember that Christmas is a time of giving. As we celebrate the season with family and friends, let us remember the sick, the indigent, and the less fortunate. Give the gifts of love through sharing and caring for others. Merry Christmas from all of us here at the JUTC, and we look forward to serving you in 2014.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.